This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado's Catholic Conference is celebrating the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. In a video put out by the church, Pueblo's Bishop Stephen J. Berg said this church has waited for this moment for nearly half a century.
We have worked hard and prayed hard for this dawning of hope for our preborn children in our society. We know that God is hearing our prayers.
The bishops go on to say that this is just the beginning of the work that needs to be done in Colorado related to abortion. Iris Boswell of Denver is on the other side of the issue. She says she no longer has confidence in the Supreme Court.
I don't think that the justices that are in place are legitimate. We need to start over with the court system in general, or at least the Supreme Court.
Boswell protested outside the state capitol on Friday. And find more coverage on the Roe v. Wade decision at CPR.org. The state's largest Pride Festival is underway in Denver this weekend. Around 100,000 people are expected to attend. And if you're headed downtown, watch out for street closures along Colfax Avenue and near Civic Center Park. The big parade kicks off at 9:30 this morning. And this is CPR News and KRCC. For Denver today, a chance of storms, highs only in the upper 60s. For Vail, showers and storms are likely, a high in the lower 70s. And for Grand Junction, about a 50-50 shot for storms in the upper 80s.